SIU Reviews is a listener-supported service of WSIU Radio. Your financial support is what makes this program possible. Donate online at WSIU.org.
The closing page of F. Scott Fitzgerald's shockingly efficient 1925 novel, The Great Gatsby, offers a devastating meditation upon loss. Narrator Nick Carraway reflects upon the pathos of his fallen hero, skillfully positioning J. Gatsby's receding past as a metonym for American history. Gazing at Gatsby's empty mansion on Long Island, Nick considers its place in history. The inessential houses began to melt away until gradually I became aware of the old island here that flowered once for Dutch sailors' eyes, a fresh green breast of the New World. The decrepitude of the New World, already responsible for displacing a decaying Europe, pertains not just to Gatsby's failure, but to that of the United States. He did not know that it was already behind him, back in that vast obscurity where the dark fields of the Republic rolled on. The Transnational American Studies, that is The Great Gatsby, is thematized by Baz Luhrmann's new 3D film. Shot in Australia, the film reconstructs New York from the opposite side of the globe. The film is a wonderment of abstract imagery in which the 3D staging in depth makes every image appear as superimposed frames of a comic book. As such, the film allegorizes the project of re-rendering The Great Gatsby in the 21st century, not as the quintessential story of the failure of the American dream, but as something much more profound, an extension of that warning to the rest of the world. For if what lay just beyond the dark fields of the Republic for Fitzgerald and Carraway was the terror of the Great Depression, a global catastrophe, Luhrmann's Trans-Pacific film seems to query, what similar debacle awaits us? When Luhrmann farmed out the post-production effects of his Moulin Rouge to Asian and Australian visual effects houses in the year 2000, it seemed a bold experiment, resulting from a desperate desire to make a film, in which stuff does not merely blow up, look different from the ILM Hollywood factory style. Now, 13 years later, amidst a full-fledged optical effects land rush to Asia for all American films, Luhrmann's Australian-based The Great Gatsby seems far more significant. In Fitzgerald's formulation, tomorrow, filmmakers will run faster and stretch their arms around the world to make images. And one fine morning, what will happen to us?